Hey everyone, welcome back to the Athlete CEO podcast, where we empower you to unlock the greatest driver of your net worth, your human capital. I'm your host, Eric Averill, and I am joined by my co-host and brother, Brandon Averill. We are the co-founders of AWM Capital, where we partner with athletes, founders, and VCs to unlock the full potential of their wealth for maximum impact. Each week here on the Athlete CEO podcast, we feature select excerpts from interviews with the trailblazers, the elite, those at the top of the field and the best at their craft, with the goal to curate the best practices that you can leverage to unlock your human capital. And on today's episode, we're bringing you the third segment of our interview with Joe Schmidt. The first two previous segments, if you haven't listened to them, go back, filled with absolute gold. Joe Schmidt is a former Notre Dame football captain. He's an investor at an Excel venture capital firm where they funded the likes of a Facebook, a Slack, a Dropbox. And now Joe runs strategy, sales, and partnerships at Ethos Life, a startup life insurance company that has raised over $100 million themselves from Sequoia, Excel, and Google Ventures, to name a few. And in this installment, Joe takes us inside the world of his advice to startup founders, which for Brandon and I, being founders ourselves, I know was so exciting and enjoyable and a ton of good takeaways.
Yeah, pure gold, Eric. I mean, the part that everybody will love, and it still just gets me every time, is the grit that he had, the 15-minute coffee, the 15-minute meeting. I mean, it was incredible. I think he said he did some ridiculous amount. I can't even remember a number of coffees, totally caffeine hyped up, but it ended up leading to his position at Excel. And, you know, I just really, for founders, certainly if you're looking for funding, if you're trying to build out your team, if you're looking for product market fit, if you're just getting out of sports, right, and you're trying to find your first gig, or even if you're still playing, I mean, geez, Louise, to be able to ask for a 15-minute meeting, it's not a big ask. You can get to just about anybody. I mean, I still got goosebumps thinking about it. I just think, you know, I started pinging people on LinkedIn. Really enjoyed that piece of it. I think everybody's going to love it.
Yeah, I think it's playing in the traffic, right? The Joe, just very practical advice of saying, you're not asking for a job. You're not asking for too much. You're literally, hey, can I take you to coffee for 15 minutes so I can hear your story? And as he says, it's a cliche, but you got to put yourself out there. And I just think there's so many practical takeaways that you actually don't know where your next opportunity is going to come from, but you got to play to win, you know? And I think that is something that we instill in our employees and in our people. And then I think just when it comes to investing in your human capital, one of the biggest things is, you know, that network, that's your net worth. And so the bigger that your network can get, the deeper your net worth can be in the currency that you have. And so without further ado, let's listen in to our conversation with our good buddy, Joe Schmidt. If you are a founder, one of the things that we've had an opportunity to is, right, we do get pitched a lot to get access to client funds and to have investments, is what advice would you give to founders of companies that are sitting down looking for capital? Like, how do you actually have a successful pitch meeting from the founder's perspective?
Well, I guess, like, it really depends on the founder and the situation and what round they're raising and all that fun stuff. I think at the end of the day, though, like, my, like, very generic advice would be, like, you've got to recognize, like, what you're doing in these meetings. Like, you're selling yourself and your co-founder and the dream. And I think sometimes people, like, forget that. Like, you know, you get too caught up in, you know, the numbers or the market or the presentation that we're making and how pretty it needs to be. Like, you've just got to be able to sell you know, yourself and this company. So foundationally, I think that's really important. I also think that, you know, if it's a founder and a co-founder, you know, people, you know, disregard the attention that's placed on the relationship between the two in a meeting. And, like, I think that's something that's, like, just, you got to understand that relationship, because if it's, you know, someone who's technical and someone who's not, or someone who has domain expertise in one area versus someone who has it in another,
just understanding the respect level between the entrepreneurs, especially at the early stages, is super important, I think. And then, like, I think the other thing, depending, again, like, it really depends on the stage. But the earlier you go, I think you want to have someone who, you know, is, you know, almost naive enough or crazy enough to, like, you know, be willing to bet on themselves in a situation where, you know, most people would fail. You got to have that element and just a fundamental understanding of the business model, and being able to, like, you know, not have questions that I'm going to come up with in this meeting stump you, because I think that would be a bad sign. So I don't know. These are just kind of ramblings. And I think, you know, it really pertains to whatever the situation is.
Yeah. And it's helpful. What you put it out there in the very beginning of, you're really betting on the founders or on the team, because it's such an unknown variable, right? There's so many unknown variables, but just talking about relationships, and for you, the pathway that you had taken from Notre Dame to Excel to ending up here, I think there's probably this common thread through relationships that you developed and maintain. Can you just talk about how you think about relationships, what advice you would give for people that, you know, I think a lot of times, unfortunately, people are treated as a means to an end, and that's not really successful. So just as you're, could give advice is building relationships in these industries, how to go about them.
Yeah. You know, I think there's like an African proverb, you know, if you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And like with me in my life, like I think about that all the time. So like the relationships that I'm making are really just like trying to find people I want to, you know, go through this journey with. You know, I'm never really thinking about, and I give this advice to people that are, whether they're my friends that are leaving pro sports or, you know, people that want to get out of whatever industry they're in, or maybe make a change. You know, I think that the most, you know, powerful, you know, thing you can do is just kind of, you know, put yourself out there and, you know, not to speak totally in cliches, but like really just kind of go first and go positive. You're going to get kind of what you know, if you put that positivity out there into the environment, you start, you know, going out and putting yourself out there, talking to people, creating relationships, staying up with folks, you're going to come across opportunities, to work with, you know, people that you end up, you know, really jiving with that you otherwise wouldn't come through, just on the normal job hunt circuit. And so I think that there's so much like just emphasis to be placed on like those two little cliches. And I just, if I was, you know, talking to, and whenever my friends that are playing ask me, I'm just like, yo, you got to just go out there and without, you know, trying to get anything from it, like you should just go meet people, like just talk to them. And, you never know what's going to kind of happen. You're not going to have these really positive outcomes where you end up meeting someone super special unless you go out there and you take a chance. You know, you can't just sit in your apartment, you know, your studio apartment, the entire season and like, you know, not do anything, not meet anybody and expect, you know, whatever it is, the metaphorical Prince Charming to come in and like, you know, guide you to the next thing. So anyway, that's how I think about it. And, you know, like I'm not ever like really, people ask me like, how did you find your job at Excel? Like, I honestly didn't. I like was just trying to meet people. You know, and I met the general partner at Excel. It was supposed to be 15 minutes for coffee, ended up being 4.5 hours. You know, and it was just because I like reached out, wanted to learn, wanted to meet someone who I, you know, thought that had a really interesting story. And here I am, you know, however many years later.
I think that's, I mean, from a mindset standpoint, obviously that's fantastic. And I think Eric and I would both echo all of that advice. I'm wondering, you know, from a tangible, you know, meeting the general partner at Excel and having a 15 minute coffee. I mean, how did you get there? Or, you know, I think some people get so paralyzed by, you know, especially athletes, right? I think they just get paralyzed by the who do I reach out to? How do I do that? Do you have anything tangible? Like, how'd you meet that general partner? How'd you get those introductions type thing?
Yeah. So, number one, like it takes shots on goal, right? I mean, you gotta put yourself out there. So my process, this was,
you know, for me, I really looked at it in a couple of ways. And so like this may or may not be valuable to people listening, but I started when I was looking for my next role on a geo basis. I said, okay, I'm really interested in New York, Chicago, and San Francisco as potentially places I want to live. So I just said that. And then I said, okay, on those like three, places I want to potentially live, here are the potential businesses and business endeavors that I want to potentially get into. I know I want to be in business. I know I'm really fascinated about investing and entrepreneurship. So I'm just going to go out there and try to meet as many people as possible, not interviewing, just like meet people and learn. And so literally that's what I did. And so what I ended up doing was, and I think the guys that, you know, guys and girls that are your clients can do this in the off season is just, you know, go to a geo, set a couple of meetings, you know, whether it's through warm intros or, you know, maybe it's an event through your alma mater or through the program that you play for now. You know, you set those first three or four, and maybe you go to an event, and then you just try to string those into as many meetings as you possibly can. And so for me, what I did was I went around a Notre Dame event in New York, a Notre Dame event in Chicago, and a Notre Dame event in San Francisco. I set three or four anchor meetings on the way out there. And then I just had like an open-ended week-long trip that I had no plans for. Went to the event, got as many business cards as possible, you know, drank a bunch of coffee, no booze at the event. And just like literally followed up with everyone that, you know, that entire night, sent a bunch of emails and just said, hey, I'm in your neighborhood, you know, this week, you got time for 15 minutes of coffee. And I mean, like that simple thing, like if you're just in New York near someone's office, like it's, you know, and you just shake their hand at an event or you say, hey, I know Brandon, you know, and he said we should catch up. It's just amazing how many people will be willing to spend time with you. And then you go into these meetings, you just ask people questions. Like, I mean, look at me right now. I've been talking for 27 minutes. Like everyone loves talking about themselves. And so like, you just get people to talk about themselves and you end up making really good friends, you know? So I think that like, that would be the advice I give to people that want to just go into some other space. It's like, go to some geo and just meet with anybody. And then at the end of every meeting, just try to get one more intro. And it just spirals, you know? So I think I ended up meeting like 70 people in New York, like 40 wow. in Chicago and like 50 in San Francisco. And one of those people, lo and behold, was Ryan Sweeney at Excel. So, you know, like it's just, I think that, you know, maybe it doesn't work this way for everybody, but, and I, again, I'm honest that I'm lucky, but, I think it's a repeatable playbook.
So yeah, Joe, that, I mean, I think that tangible advice is huge and I think it'll benefit everybody. Not only, you know, the athletes that are listening to this show, but the founders, the investors. And I think one of the points that stuck out to me was the 15 minute coffee. I think having the awareness too, to have respect for people's time, you didn't have a big ask. And I think that probably benefited you quite a bit. And just to bring it full circle, you mentioned how we got reconnected. It was, you know, I was with a group doing a tour of, you know, meeting with other venture firms and founders through Next Play Capital up in the Bay Area. And I was sitting in that boardroom in Excel when you walked in. So I think there's just so much credence that people can take away from all that stuff. And I just, encourage everybody to put yourself out there. Just like Joe said, I mean, part of the advice we give Joe to our athletes are, hey, there's no better time. I mean, there's virtually nobody that's untouchable at this point in their lives. And I'm sure, you know, given your stature as the captain of the Notre Dame football team, that helped, right? So I think use the tools we have while we have them type deal.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, everybody's got something. And like, again, like I said, I'm lucky. But it's, you know, there's always, I feel like there's so many people and you just go out there and you're not asking for anything other than 15 minutes of coffee. You're not asking for an interview, not asking for a job, nothing. Just like, hey man, I want to learn about you. And you never know where it leads.
Your network is your net worth, man. That was a ton of practical information. And what just blew me away was Joe's approach to building his network, asking for the 15-minute coffee, which ultimately led to his job at Excel. And really the only question I think left for me and for you guys is, what could a 15-minute coffee lead to for yourself? You guys are not going to want to miss out on next episode with Joe, our final conversation, where he is going to dive into how he thinks about optimizing all aspects of his life. And he breaks down the four-pillar framework that is really the blueprint for how he does exactly that. And so you're not going to want to miss out on that. And of course, head over to athleteceo.com. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter. We want to make sure you're getting access to all of the latest insider tools and tips that we are sharing with our community. And if you guys are liking what you hear on this podcast, I highly encourage you guys to check out our other podcast called AWM Insights. It's a timely investment, 5 to 10 minute podcast that we do on what's going on in the markets, everything you need to know about investing like a pro. And so once again, that's AWM Insights. And until next time, stay humble, stay hungry, and always be a pro.